Hello, it is Sunday the 24th of February 2013 and the time is about 11:30 in the morning, and I've just been cutting up some wood. I've trimmed a lot of trees down, as you must already know if you've listened to the previous audio booze, and now I've got a big pile of wood, which I've shifted quite a lot of it actually. There's not too much left, but I've been chopping the fig trees down, or the fig branches down, to make kindling for next year, season throughout this year, and then when winter comes along this year, December, whenever, we've got plenty of wood. Day before yesterday, friends of ours down the road, John and Annie, they decided to go with a new internet company or a new package, World IT, Interworld, I don't know, I've not really heard of them, but they're linked to Optimus, and Optimus is quite a big provider over here. So they was having a bit of trouble, so I thought they most probably wouldn't. I said, well, give us a ring as soon as you get your modem and I'll come and fix it up for you. So I went round there, and they've got a modem, and there was a lead that you plug in, and a rather large aerial, I suppose nearly, 10 inches high. And I thought, that is a big aerial for Wi-Fi. Anyway, Annie was on the phone to this Optimus, we'll call them, but because that's who it is. This other company's a subsidiary. And I looked at the cabling to see how they'd cable it all up, and I couldn't suddenly realise that their phone was not plugged in. And I thought, well, how are they using the phone? It's not actually plugged into the socket. Well, it, for a little while, I must admit, it kind of just completely confused me. Because, of course, I'm thinking it's an ADSL router. But in fact, what it is, it's a giant dongle. It's a giant mobile internet plug-in device. And this great big aerial is to pick up the internet as you would with a dongle. Now, whether it's working on 3G or 4G, I don't know, because they have got 4G out here. But anyway, it's a completely new system, and I've not heard of it. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that just use the these dongles to get internet, and they don't bother with actually having anything through a landline. So basically, she was phoning, and the phone call was going through the box. Then I guess it was then being transmitted to an antenna around the area somewhere. Strange setup. So they've got 2 meg speed, which is not a lot, but they don't use the internet a great deal anyway. They only sort of like use it to pick up a few emails. They're not sort of heavy users. But I'm very interested to see how it's all going to work. And I cabled it up for them. But it was yet to be activated. And they said it could take up to 24 hours to activate. Well, of course, it's got a SIM card in it. Just the same as you would have a SIM card in one of these dongles or your mobile phone. It does take a while before it's activated. So I was thinking, well, this is the first signs, the first device you could use that you wouldn't need a landline. Although they can keep their original number, I would imagine that they have not got a landline now. So if they took that, router and they plugged it in and switched it on over at our house, and someone rung them, I presume then that their phone would ring. If they brought the phone with them, or you had a phone plugged into it, they could actually receive calls and make calls from anybody's house, as long as they was within range of an antenna. And I thought, this is the first sign, the first advance towards not having landlines. Now, it'll be interesting to see how efficient it's going to be in the future. So I'll give them, I'll pop over later in the week and see what happens. Okay, I'm running out of time. I will speak to you later. Bye for now.